crowds, no fanfare, no noisemakers, a virtual Democratic convention, and it opened up last night after the coronavirus pandemic forced the party to overhaul the convention, eliminating the in-person gathering plan for Milwaukee, Wisconsin. With more, Mike Gracia from Associated Press.
All for Unity themed the opening night of the Democratic National Convention. Among the speakers in the all-virtual affair was former Ohio Governor John Kasich.
I'm a lifelong Republican, but that attachment holds second place to my responsibility to my country.
Senator Bernie Sanders, who ran unsuccessfully for the Democratic nomination again this year.
We need Joe Biden as our next president.
The final speaker of the night was former First Lady Michelle Obama.
If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can and they will if we don't make a change in this election.
The convention continues nightly through Thursday. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Democratic Party's proposed platform criticizes China's trade practices, proposes less spending on national defense, and opposes forever wars as it seeks to lay out the party's foreign policy goals and highlighting differences with President Donald Trump. The 80-page platform, which is to be adopted at the Democratic convention this week, is largely symbolic because the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden does not have to endorse its positions. However, the platform provides an official outline of the party's vision and policy priorities. The president, President Trump, will be formally nominated for his second term at next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. For more on the political conventions and the campaign for president, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than a dozen rockets struck Kabul on Tuesday, wounding at least 10 people, including children, prompting some foreign embassies